Millionaire's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me, cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it dropped, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I'll be locked in.
Okay, that's it. That's how you start it, okay?
Hey, how you doing?
We got video, we got audio. Speaking of audio, we're coming audibly. Either way, we're coming in hot. CJSW 90.9 FM. You are listening to the Sports Show.
Spot Show.
That's right. It's a show about sports, and we sprinkle a lot of fun stuff on top of it as well. Let me tell you a couple of things, okay?
Yeah.
At Sports Show Podcast, that's where if you go on the Instagram or the YouTube and look for a blue and white logo, you will find us. We want you to subscribe, maybe hit the little bell,
ding,
you know?
Ding.
Exactly. And just enjoy, because what you're hearing, you can see as well.
Right.
Seeing
is believing.
Is believing. Podbean, Spotify, CJSW 90.9 FM. We're here on the third Tuesday, excuse me, of every single month, 11:30 a.m., 8:30 p.m. We got a new joiner, hey?
Yeah, I saw.
You know that? We got our friend, the witch. We got the witch.
She's in.
The wicked witch of the Calgary.
Oh, the
right.
I thought you said Mitch.
No.
I'm like, another one?
No, we can't have more Mitches. This is enough Mitch.
There's a lot of Mitch here.
And I got to be honest with you. Right. If another Mitch came into my life,
right?
I mean, it is a tall order. I'm not accepting any more Mitches. I got you and my brother-in-law.
Right, that's a good point.
Great people.
Good guys.
Outside of that,
not you're maxed at Mitch.
Yeah. But a witch.
Hey, witch is good.
A witch is good.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Let's do it. Wicked witch,
nonetheless. Anyways, Leah, congrats on the pot.
Yeah, thank you. Real quick, I wanted to say this is the CJSW show, live, unlive. You're listening to this. This is gonna be great. I want to do a quick shout out to Adam, program director Adam.
Oh.
Hey, last week he gave us the news of the year. The news of the year. We're still vibrating about it. It's crazy.
We're relishing in it.
I'm just saying. So thanks again to that, Adam.
Best in the city.
His words, not ours.
Email him. He'll tell you.
He'll tell you.
We don't want to tell you. We're humble.
Are we not?
Plus, up here in our ivory tower, we actually don't have time to come down to tell you.
It's true.
You got to ask Adam.
You got it. Listen, we got the half an hour show, so let's get right into
it. Let's rip it.
So you know me, I was perusing the nets.
Boom.
And I found a couple of items real quick. Usher has been announced. He is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. I mean, all year long, it's all been about the Taylor. Are you a little surprised it's the Usher over the Taylor?
Yeah. You know what? I am. Like, you think that maybe there's someone new or someone that's trending. However, I'm also not, because the other thing is the Super Bowl is famous for bringing other people in, right?
True.
So, you know, one year with Prince, you got the Springsteen, so on and so forth. So I think he's a good performer.
Right.
And that's where I think you really can't miss.
You know what I think?
Mm.
I think a lot of people already believe this, that the NFL scripted it. I mean, they do those commercials where they talk about, what if she's not been asked? Because she'll be a fan.
What?
Because there's a certain team
that
might be there.
Wow.
Insider information.
Wow.
Just saying. Play the
careful, Mitch. That got
play
Martha
the conspiracy.
That series. Got Martha Stewart in trouble.
It did. You're right. Yeah. You know what? He's got residency in Vegas right now. So Usher's hot. Not hot. It'll be a show. At least I know who it is.
That's right.
That's what I look at.
That's
it,
you know what
I mean?
Yeah.
Also, one other thing I saw as I was perusing the nets. Lady in the States wins $43 million at her local casino.
Beautiful.
The casino authorities come over. The owners of the casino go, hey, listen, congratulations on the $43 million. However, we got a proposition for you. She says, sure, what's going on? We buy you a steak dinner. Don't take the $43 million. Steak dinner, forget the $43 million. She said, no, I'm good. I'll take the $43 million. But thoughts on the authorities, the casino authorities going, trying to work that deal.
Listen, I mean, if you're going to if you know the art, the way of negotiating, and I understand the tactic, is you want to go as wide as you can.
Right.
Because you don't want to meet in the middle that benefits the other person.
Makes sense.
If they come in and go, listen, I know we said 43 and you won it. Congrats.
Right.
We're willing to give you 33.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you're meeting at about 37, 38.
Good point.
Start with a steak dinner. You know, she might have walked home with 10 grand.
You know what? That's a good point.
So the gall and the nerve to walk up to someone.
Right.
The thing I want to know, Mitch, is what kind of steak was it? Because that will also dictate the reputation.
Are you reading my notes?
Of course. Right of here. Course you have it down. This is too creepy between you and I now.
But I knew you were going to go this way. I don't think there's a cut in the world that could suffice for $43 million. But I like that they took a chance here. What's that saying? That Gretzky had, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right.
I like where they went with this.
What was the kind of steak? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying,
but I mean, a filet, is it worth 43 million?
I don't think they went filet. You want to know what I did? If they're going with steak dinner and it's at the casino, had to have been the strip loin.
Probably the strip.
Right?
Probably
because
the strip.
They're using it for maybe steak sandwiches. It's a good mid of the pack.
It makes you wonder how good a steak it could have been for them to say, hey, it's worth $43 million.
But could you imagine being rich enough that you take the steak?
That's not bad.
Imagine someone who's so wealthy goes, yeah, I'll take it.
How many times would you return it? You're like, no. When I say medium rare, I want a medium rare.
That's awesome. Just give him the damn $43 million.
Oh,
it's not worth
God.
It.
That's all crazy. Right. All right. Well, speaking of Gretzky, we're off to the NHL. Okay. I'm going to do it. I said last week that I wasn't going to do it or it would take some time, but I got to do it. Why? I'm going to apologize to the Edmonton Oilers. I'm looking at the camera right now, straight to your face, and I'm going to say it right now. Why? This week, they broke their own record. They're on a 12-game heater. Over the last 23 games, they're 23-0. They've gone on two 10-game heaters. Currently, right now, and tonight, they play the Calgary Flames here in Calgary. They're on a 12-game. Even during their heyday, Dimitri, they never went on a 12-game heater. They had 8s and 7s and 6s, but they never went on a 12-game heater.
I couldn't believe that.
I was surprised, too. Yeah. Apparently, the rumor is one of the reasons is because the old Edmonton team, they said, I believe the quote was, they never saw a party they didn't like. So after about 7 or 8 games, they said, let's party it up a little bit. And then the next game, they weren't feeling as good.
All right.
So I'm here to publicly apologize because at the beginning of the season, I mean, they fell hard.
Yeah.
And I also just want to say this. It's taken two 10-game heaters for them to get back into it. So that's not easy. No one can do it. They're proving they can. Currently, they're third in the Pacific, and they just keep winning. I'm going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize about one thing, though. Mm-hmm. You got Woodcroft fired. You know and I know you were good enough at the beginning of the season to be this. So am I going to apologize because you played me? Sure. I could take it. I apologize that you guys conned your fans, that you conned me, that you conned everybody. But guess what? The playoffs, we're at the halfway point of the season right now.
Well,
I'll wait. Let's see what you do in the playoffs. But I apologize.
Fine. You know what? That's very
big.
That's very big of you, Mitch.
Yeah, thank you.
It's very big. That takes a lot. Because
I think so.
You know, because we're talking, you know, and if you're just, you know, listening to us for the first time, Mitch is a Connor McDavid trade him proponent, the idea of what he represents. And so for you to apologize to the Oilers, but it just goes to show you this is the great frustration of being a fan of a team like this.
Yes.
You go on a heater, you put yourself in a playoff spot, you look and say, yes, we're back. This is what we paid for. But it's the playoffs.
That's it.
You got to perform. I don't care if you're Canada's team. I don't care if you're America's team. Oh, we'll get to you. I don't care who you are.
Right.
You got to perform in the playoffs. So this is, you know, it makes them look a lot better. They just stumbled too hard off the shoot.
They stumbled
and
hard.
And that's the issue, right?
That is it.
Yeah. You know, but again, not... Now the spotlight's on you again, Edmonton.
That's right.
Your move.
I like it.
Your move.
Now, to Dimitri's point, I'm not saying still trade Connor when the time comes. When he shows you at the end of the year that you guys didn't win the cup, because I'm still on that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to like backtrack on do I think you guys are going to win the Stanley Cup. You guys sure look like you are. However, I'll apologize where I said, you guys are in trouble. Start making the trades.
Yeah.
Because if, God forbid, had I been the GM of the Oilers, everyone would have been gone by now. Everybody. I would have stripped this car down to nothing.
Have you seen the movie? What's that? The Irishman. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You know, you remind me of it. We got to find the clip. See, too bad we're not tech savvy where we can put our heads right on like other clips yet.
Sure.
You know,
We're getting there.
Yeah. We're getting there. But you remind me of Pacino. Remember when they had the meeting?
Oh,
and he's
right.
He's like, I want your apology. He's like, you want me to apologize for what? Now, I'll apologize after you apologize for being late.
Well, here's another thing. As I was perusing the nets and finding some information on this stuff, Calgary right now might have been propositioned by the Oilers. There might be a trade on the horizon where they want Tanev. Thoughts on the Calgary, Edmonton, or any rivalry when making trades with one another?
What are we doing here?
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but Calgary would do it. Like that's
they would do it. 100%.
That's the whole thing. Calgary is like, listen, we're close, we're neighbors. This could help mend fences. And then they'll go like, hey, Vancouver, why don't you take our defenseman? Oh, first place, you say? Not so bad.
Right.
First place ish. Edmonton, you're on a heater. Yeah, we should make you better.
You need anything? You need anything?
We're right here. You'll give him back at the end of the season? Okay.
Oh, sure.
Guy, Conroy. See, this is the problem. That's, we got Mr. Nice Guy.
Mr. Nice
we
Guy.
We got Mr. Nice Guy running the team, and he's sitting there, and he's like, no, guys, I talked to them, and I know it's a four-year contract, but they pinky swore that they'll give everything back after 6 months. We'll be okay.
I am.
Hey, you got Tanev? What Tanev?
Yeah, well, what? Who are you talking about?
I think you're talking about the guy in Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. They do the full like swap.
Man. What are we doing?
You know what I also don't like? There's no rivalry in the NHL the way there once was. Like, what happened to the Boston-Montreal? The Toronto-Montreal, I guess you could say. Calgary-Edmonton. Like, what happened to these rivalries, man? You don't feel it anymore.
I know. Like, why isn't someone jumping into the stands and beating up a player?
I mean, is it
too much
to ask?
Get Milbury out there.
Get him out there.
You know what I think it is? I think there's too many penalties. Now, follow me on this. Sure, part of the rivalry, like you look at that old-time hockey.
Right.
Part of that rivalry is because they were literally trying to kill each other on the ice.
Yeah, so bring it back. Too many guys, and I do agree, and no jokes, I think guys are too comfortable with each other. It's like, okay, your buddy's on the other team, granted, but guys, there comes a point where business is business.
You know the other thing, too, where with rivalries is games have to really mean something.
Yeah.
And so you can't create a rivalry just in the playoffs. I mean, that helped. That's what puts the jet fuel on it.
Right.
But you also got to build the rivalry during the season where it really means something. So make the divisional games maybe mean something. You know what I mean? Like that's all. I don't know. But but you got a great point too, where you say people are just too comfortable with one another. And to that, no one stays long enough on a team to really build it. Like, if Tkachuk and Gaudreau never left Calgary, we'll talk Calgary because we're here in this example. Because Edmonton kind of has that core on lockdown.
Right.
But if Tkachuk and Gaudreau never left, and let's say we knew they would stay for another at least 5 years.
Right.
That rivalry was heating up.
Yes, it
no
was.
No pun intended.
Absolutely.
And so that's where, if you look, the last big rivalry I could think of in the NHL was Pittsburgh-Philadelphia, probably about 10 years ago. Ish.
There you go.
Right? Where they were meeting in the playoffs every time. They're literally across the pond or bridge, however you want to do it. The same team, the same players, the same core. Fights galore. And everyone loved it. Maximus. Maximus.
Yes.
Maximus.
Remember that?
Yeah.
How about, you know what, which rivalry I really liked? I'll just leave it. The Detroit Avalanche, 96.
Oh, yes.
You can't maybe beat that one. That one was nasty.
I feel like that was just all Claude Lemieux.
It was. You know, have you watched that 30 by 30?
No, I haven't.
McCarty are sitting down, having a sit down and chatting.
I haven't.
Live audience, entertaining. And you know what? For a guy that's a little bit scumbaggish, very articulate.
Lemieux.
Lemieux.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, we're at the halfway point of the NHL season. You know what I did? We're going to play a little game. It's match game. I took the top teams right now. If the playoffs started today, here are your top 16 teams. Are they in? Going to win the Stanley Cup? Are they out? They're not that good. We're just going to play that game.
Oh,
like
I
we
see.
Did last
okay,
week.
Okay, okay.
All right, call it onside, offside. Let's do it that way. Ready?
Yeah.
Boston.
Onside. Like onside, they're going to be in the playoffs.
They're in the, no, these guys are in the playoffs. Can any of these teams, who's a favorite to win the Stanley
Cup?
We're at that point now.
Onside.
All right. The Panthers.
Onside.
The Maple Leafs.
Until you prove otherwise, you're offside.
Did you hear Austin Matthews scored 3 goals against Calgary the other day? Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't. I don't know. Was that nothing?
Interesting, yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I didn't get coverage.
Nothing. Yeah, you know, barely anything.
It's amazing. You know, Toronto is just... The Maple Leafs are a team in Canada where if you turn on the channel, I say, why not more?
Why not more?
Why can't we know more?
The Rangers.
I got to go offside. I don't know. God, they're good. They're great, actually. But no, I offside. Offside.
The Flyers.
Offside.
The Hurricanes.
With the competition, still offside. They're just missing that one guy.
As of right now, these guys are both in the wild card. The Lightning.
Onside. Any given Sunday.
The Red Wings.
Personally, I'd like to see him make a splash, but offside.
Yeah,
offside. I don't think so.
Let's head over to the West. The Jets.
You know what? Onside.
The Avs.
Onside.
The Stars.
Onside.
The Canucks.
This year onside.
The Golden Knights, defending reigning.
Onside.
Oilers.
Onside.
The Predators.
Offside.
And the Kings.
Offside.
They fell down a little bit, the Kings, they
did.
Eh?
But what was the theme that you noticed between East and West here?
Yeah, a lot of West are in the favorite, are in the driver's seat.
I mean, it's funny. Like, it's now it's back to the way it was. Like, I'd say one conference was always the flashy star power, and the other one was the gritty team.
Right.
And for a while, the East has always been known that way. Then it flipped to the West. Now I think it's flipped back again because in the West, these are a lot of tough teams. A lot of tough teams, right?
Yeah, this is actually a good little list. And I mean, these are the teams that technically would be in the playoffs. I think Dimitri hit it. I think you got 100% on this test.
You think I got 100%?
I think you got 100%
on
the test.
Well, let me tell you who else gets 100%.
Who's that?
Those that have been tuning in, or even those that are just tuning in to the CJSW 90.9 FM. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the sports show.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this is a show that we talk about sports and a lot of fun stuff too. We just did a little hockey bit. Feel that you missed it? No problem. We're on 11:30, 8:30 p.m. And we're also on the socials on Spotify and iTunes, and you can catch up. But we got to roll into the second half, Mitch, with the halfway point,
we got that
which
last
means we're
segment.
At halftime.
That's right. But hold on. Right before we get to the NFL, we got the NHL power rankings. You know how we do this. And for everyone that listens on the daily or on the weekly, it's based on a curve. What have you done for me lately?
I forgot about the power ranking. I'm sorry.
At number 5, it's Austin Matthews. I don't know if you heard... He's on pace for 71 goals.
You know, I'm going to write to TSN.
Right.
And I'm just going to say, listen, we need more Maple Leafs coverage,
guys.
Just
a little bit more. I mean, you guys are holding back. I don't know why.
This is not just Canada's team. This is God's team.
The Avs at number 4. I mean, this team is just starting to ramp up. And if they get healthy at the right time, which is right now, watch out.
Rolling.
At number 3, it's the Winnipeg Jets, Canada's team. At number 2, it's the other Canada's team. It's the Canucks. They are just not letting go.
No.
They're not letting go at number 2 or number 1 in the Pacific. And at number 1, it's the team I had to apologize about, and it's a team that's on another 12-game heater, and it's the Edmonton Oilers. They're just too hot. However, there is a 1A. This week here in Calgary is the Esso Minor Hockey Week. The number 1 star goes to Stavros Argyris. Team trails West. 3 games, 8 points. You're the star of the week.
3 games.
3 games, 8 points, and 1 game winner.
Well, now I know why Matthews isn't getting coverage.
This is why.
It's all on staff.
He's my boy. You got the number 1 ranking.
Did you baptize him?
I didn't baptize him. Obviously, I should have. That was the mistake I made. I went for the first one instead of the second one.
Oh, you got Georgie.
I got Georgie.
Okay, fair enough.
I was going to, and I said Stan, that's their uncle. Beautiful man. Sorry about that. Stan,
great
Stan,
man.
Great guy.
You know, I look at him and his brother side to side, and I go, there's a disconnect here.
There,
because one is clearly better than the other.
Oh, yes. I've been saying that for years.
It's incredible.
CJSW, we're off to the NFL. Here we go. Listen.
Mitch.
If you're on the show, you're
Mitch,
on
is that
the
a,
show.
Is that an Edmonton Elks jersey that you're wearing?
You could mistake it for one, but it's not. It's the Green Bay jersey. It's my vintage Bart Starr. I put it on for all game days. Ladies and gentlemen, last week, let's do a quick recap.
The only star in Dallas is Bart.
Houston goes, hey, Cleveland, come over here. You got Joe Flacco? We don't care. Bust you in the mouth. Houston goes on.
Big punch in the mouth.
The Lions take on the LA Rams. First time ever that the Detroit Lions had a game in 30-plus years. Great game, heavyweight battle. Return of Stafford to Detroit. 24-23, Detroit moves on.
Listen, I still think that the Rams lost it as much as the Lions won it.
I agree. You know what I also realized? That Dolphins are not land creatures, and they don't like the cold. Kansas City, along with Taylor Swift, smashed the Dolphins. There was not even a game going on in there.
If you're
going
to be in the NFL and play in the winter, then you should change your name to the Penguin. Arguably the toughest Arctic animal on the planet.
Absolutely. Speaking of the cold, the Bills and Buffalo had so much snow they had to move the game and then ask all their fans to please bring their shovels. That didn't matter. Pittsburgh had really no choice. I do think that if Pittsburgh just stuck to their game plan and didn't give them the ball all the time, it would have been a little bit more competitive, but it doesn't matter. The Bills, they're off to the next round.
Bills Mafia, MVP of the game.
Absolutely. Let's also talk about Tampa Bay. A lot of people were saying, Philly, they started 10-1. They're fine. They'll figure it out. Six games in a row, including this playoff loss. Baker Mayfield looks pretty good.
The Baker's dozen is apparently three touchdowns.
And finally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing the jersey. Oh. It's Dimitri's favorite team. It's my favorite team. We didn't even know this before we started this podcast. Green Bay was a 7.5 underdog walking into Jerry's World, and they said, hey, hold my water bottle. Oh, we got something to do here. Go ahead. Tell them.
Listen, let me tell you exactly what happened. What happened was you don't go and pick a fight or start a war that you just can't finish. What's the saying?
Yeah.
Don't let your mouth, what is it? The cash and check saying. How do you say that?
Yeah. Don't cash checks that your mouth can't, What is it?
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyways, it has to do with a mouth and cash and a check. Right. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know, don't do it. Listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. And it's what we said was going to happen. And it's probably unfortunate what's going to happen to the Packers as we go to San Francisco.
Oh.
In sports, the reason we love it is because there's a thing that is unexplainable. It has no bearing on paper. It makes no sense. It's no merit. It's the X factor. It's the surprise factor. And it's why we stay as fans. For whatever reason, Green Bay just has Dallas's number. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Look, top to bottom, they're arguably a better team on every side of the ball, Dallas is. Okay?
Easily.
Okay? Let's call it what it is. Yeah. But here's what you can't mess up. The Green Bay Packers, there is a moment where all of a sudden, the youngest team in the NFL.
Youngest team.
Just decided to work together, to click, and everyone decided to play comfortable. Mitch and I, we like Jordan Love. We don't love him yet, no pun intended, but we like him. We're like, okay, well, there's promise there. Heavy, it's a heavy
it's
like.
It's a heavy like.
Yeah. That's right. But there's promise there, but he's comfortable.
He's getting good.
And let me tell you something. I want you to pay attention. They might get steamrolled fine, but if you watch that Dallas game again, I can explain something. This guy's throwing some serious timed routes. This guy's throwing some sidearm. This guy, I'm telling you, he's a finesse guy. Dallas, I'll say this. I actually, for this time around, do feel bad for Dak Prescott.
Why?
Because it wasn't totally his fault, and he's getting all the heat on it. I'll give it to him. There's a couple instances that I feel I just don't see, if you put a Brady, a Breeze, a Rodgers, a Manning, there's places where they would get rid of the ball a little bit more, right? But if you're going to play like Brett Favre, you got to win like Brett Favre, okay?
Agreed.
Okay?
I hear you.
And that's fine. But in terms of the team with Dallas, I'm so sorry. You guys couldn't stop the run if your life depended on it. You have no resolve. You have no killer instinct. All of you, I feel, are just there to play football. And, I'm sorry, this team needs an actual overhaul. Complete.
Oh, really? I think Dallas is right there. I just think, I'll be honest, did Dak start off bad? My dad's got this saying, I think I even said it last week, the good day starts in the morning. Dallas just right off the bat was not themselves. CeeDee Lamb and Dak went at it right after the first series. It was a 4-and-out or 3-and-out, whatever. They go to the sidelines and they're at each other. Relax, guys. The game just started. Look, Green Bay played a great game. Great game plan. Everything was clicking. We were up 27-0 at one time. Long story short, we go into a place that we are not notoriously good at. Dimitri, let's go through this week's games.
Yeah.
Right now, we start tonight or this afternoon. It's the Houston Texans, a surprise, taking on the number one seed in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens. The spread is 9.5. Who do you like in this one?
You know what? I still like the Ravens on this one. I think the look, I'm not as confident as I was, because if there, what I just talked about with Jordan Love is exactly how I feel about CJ Stroud and Houston. I mean, yes.
Later this afternoon, it's the Packers at San Francisco. San Francisco, the number one seed in the NFC, also 9.5 point spread.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend to be the Packers home fan here. Let's call it what it is. I have zero expectation. We're probably going to get demolished. San Francisco, at the end of the day, where I just said Dallas was better on all sides of the ball than Green Bay, San Francisco, in my opinion, actually is the best team in the NFL. And, you know, anytime, like, they got three players, Mitch,
right,
that you could give them a 2-yard pass and they'll run it down for 25.
Lots of talent.
That is a dangerous team. So I do actually have the Niners and the Niners covering the spread.
I'm not saying anything. Bucks at the Lions. This one, ladies and gentlemen, just like last week, the Detroit game was the best game out of all of them. This one might be also a gunslinging game. Mayfield versus Goff. I like Lions are favored by 6 at home.
Yeah, I like the Lions here as well. I think that the Bucks are inconsistent. Uh-huh. And Philly, watching that game, I'm sorry, like, anyone could have beat them that day.
Yeah, you got a point. I kind of like the Bucks plus the points, but I think Detroit wins it again. And finally, it's tomorrow night's final game. It's Kansas City. First time since the Mahomes era that they are playing outside of their house, taking on the Bills Mafia and the Bills. I think you all know where I stand with the Bills. Spread 2.5 in the Bills' favor.
In the Bills' favor?
In the Bills' favor.
I think I got Kansas City here.
I think you can't stop that train. They're just feeling it. And Taylor Swift looks great in those jerseys.
Listen,
I don't know what they are.
I still wasn't impressed with them last game. Where are we at? 26, we got a rollout. I still wasn't impressed with them last game, Mitch.
Yeah.
But they're taking this unconventional hard road for them, and I think they're just going to muscle their way potentially to the Super Bowl again.
I hate to admit it. I hope not, but I kind of do.
I see.
I don't know what I want anymore.
It's just the problem is everyone's a Mahomes fan.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. You just like
the
guy.
How can you not be?
He's got baggage. You know, it's like you don't like the spouse.
Right.
You're like, but he's such a nice guy.
So good.
Like, ah.
Yeah. All right, we're off to a rapid banter. Here we go. LeBron James says his son Bronny, who currently plays for USC, could easily play for the Lakers today. Burn, not burn.
He could probably replace his dad.
So the other day, I won fantasy, and then the Packers beat the Cowboys. I asked myself, what's better, winning my fantasy or your favorite team going to the Super Bowl?
Oh, no, I think Katarina was the winner after that win week.
She sure was. Better Call Saul was nominated for 53 Emmys and lost all 53. Inside job, or it was Gus the whole time.
Better Call Bill.
Last thing, like yeah, that was good. Last one, the Maple Leafs superstar. I'm not sure if you heard. Austin Matthews scored 3 goals against Calgary the other night. He's on pace for 71. Can he get it or not get it?
He can do it, but I don't know if he'll get it.
And you know what, Toronto, again, one last thing. Please, a little media on the guy. Just a little bit. Not a big deal.
No, we just want to know what's going on out east.
That's all we want. CJSW, you're listening to 90.9, okay. The Sports Show. Here we go. It's pass or fail. Dimitri, real quick.
Okay.
The All-Star Game. It's in Toronto this year. They have that celebrity game. Celebrity coaches. I want to see these guys on the bench coaching their teams. Are you ready?
Okay, spitfire it because we got to roll out here.
Bieber.
Pass.
Steve Harvey.
Pass.
Kevin Hart.
Pass.
The Rock?
Fail.
Will Ferrell.
Hall pass.
Tom Hanks.
You know, from a league of their own, I'm going to say pass. He might be the only guy with experience.
Kim Kardashian.
Fail.
Jenna Jameson.
A personal pass, but fail.
Gordon Ramsay.
Definite pass.
And Ed Jablonski.
Oh, give him the pass of passes. Are you kidding? Listen, if you're on the I-40 and you need help, you call Jablonski. And until then, when you're on the CJSW 90.9 FM, you call Mitch and Dimitri, episode 290. One for the books, but we got to shove it in the locker. We do got to hit the showers.
Have a great week, guys.
It was a fun little episode. That was nice.
Like a sprint at the end.
We had to. I was looking at the time.
I saw the time. I was saying, look, we're 2 minutes ahead of schedule.
It comes at you quick, hey?
It sure does.
It really, really does. It'll get you. That time,
I feel like I was in a hit class. Slow fast.
Oh, God. Oh.
Wow.
Another not a lot of time. Okay, guys, watch out.